Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at RJ Dukes. You know what? Hold on. Wait. I want to try this one more time. We are live from RJ Dukes in McKinney. I want it to be representative of how many people are actually here. We had one person that was cheering great. Everybody else was dragging behind. But this time they got it. We have moved into hour number 12. Oh. And we bring on Fred Davis without his laptop. What's the story?
What do you mean, what's the story?
What's the story? Why don't you have your laptop? Why aren't you in the Zoom?
When does he ever?
I mean, I didn't even know we were doing Zoom.
I didn't know Zoom was part of today's broadcast.
All right, so I just want to recap real quick because I know you got your high school football show at 6 o'clock.
I'll be honest, though, Kevin. I worked with Fred the whole time you were out. Fred was phenomenal. He didn't do Zoom one time when we went on the road. So this is his MO.
Like, so okay.
That's it.
So you're a Fred apologist. I can hear it. No, I hear it. So Fred, we're doing this extravaganza live and in person. When we talked yesterday, I booed you because you were not gonna come up here in person. And your thought was also, I don't need to Zoom this.
More or less. Look, I'm what the kids call a throwback. All right. You know what I brought with me to the show today? Mm-hmm.
Beer?
No, I don't drink.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding, Fred.
Yeah. You know what?
I feel bad about that. I was just trying to be a smartass.
I feel bad about that.
Trust me. There's far better jokes out there than that. Don't worry about it. So look, I've got my whatever the hell this is to get into the building. My phone.
A key card?
A key card. I've got my keys, my headphones, and a pin. That's it.
Dude, are those headphones your earbuds?
No, they're wired.
Okay, because those earbuds that you had while you were working with me, they were so tangled.
$10. $10 on Amazon, folks. $10. Okay.
He's a minimalist. He always has been.
Okay.
Swashbuckler. I just show up, do radio, and then get the hell out of here. That's what I do.
That's military stuff, too. You know, the military teaches you that kind of stuff. You don't need everything.
That's it. Travel lightly.
Oh, man. Yeah. From the 469, look, I know we're supposed to do something different, but that might not happen. Because I was, Fred, you did, look, Fred, if you know the Fred experience,
yes,
then
I do.
You do know this. From the 469, I was there for this statement.
Yep.
Fred said kids are losers if no one shows up at their birthday party. Right. I was there.
Right.
And what was most interesting about that is when I questioned you about it, you didn't backtrack.
No.
You doubled down and go, what? You had people at your birthday, right? And I was like, I guess. And he goes, you know why? Because you're not a loser.
That's true.
It's not often you find people willing to openly call out children.
Yeah, well, I don't even remember what we were talking about that day, but I think maybe somebody was having a birthday there at the Taco Bueno.
Yeah, and they were sad because none of their friends showed up, D.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, sometimes the truth hurts, boys.
hey, one honesty. Look, man, these are the things. When you left to Germany, I learned.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can either go against the grain here or accept it and, highlight it. And, and I thought that was a huge benefit to the show. All right. And
we had fun.
Phenomenal. Yeah, it was a blast.
We had a good time.
Because, you know, the three of us are all the same age, right? I mean, we are all from that same generation. So, you know, you guys, you know, shouldn't be alarmed and or surprised by my antics.
What do you, speaking of your antics, what do you think that you do that is most age inappropriate?
Oh, God.
That's a great description of where I think this answer is going.
It started with,
like, of all the things where I'm like, grow up, you're in your 40s.
Look, that's a good question. I mean, you know, look, we all know Blake's 26, I'm 44, and so I'm reminded every show. And, of course, you know, Jake, Degenerate Jake is 22, Dylon's 22, Khaki Kevin, I think, just turned 23. So I'm stuck with people that are either my kid's age or just a few years older, so... I don't know. I mean, I'm reminded every day of being an unk and an old head. So,
that's right.
I mean, I don't know. It's just, I think a lot of it's just references is really more like things that if I were doing radio with you two, like you guys wouldn't miss a beat and things like what Corey and I did or the times I've worked with Hagee. But with when you're doing it with somebody 20 years younger than you, you spend half the show explaining what the hell you just meant by that. So
let's go ahead and mark that.
Yeah,
thank you very much for that drop. All right, can you give me a high school football preview for the playoffs? Like, what do I need to know for this weekend?
Oh man,
Southlake and Prosper.
Fred, this obviously comes from our interest as former high school news.
Yes,
newsmen.
Yes,
so
for several years.
We have
years.
Lots of intrigue in what's going on around the DFW.
Look, I was actually kind of happy when you guys told me I was going to do a segment because I've actually got to get knee deep into some of this prep here in just a little bit. But obviously, South Lake Carroll, you've got a lot of Houston DFW games going on this weekend.
Duncanville, are you telling me you're not prepared to answer that question, Fred?
I've got a handful. All right, I mean, look, I've got about 500 games. I got a data dump here in just a little bit, so you know. But no, there's a lot of Houston area Dallas games that are going on this weekend. So stand by for that.
Which side are you going to be rooting for in
Houston
that?
Or Dallas?
I have no. High school wise, I'm good, right?
Hold
I
mean, on,
I,
Fred. I don't. Hold on.
What does that answer
I'm
mean?
I'm going to pause you.
High school wise, I'm
feel
good.
Like this
I don't
is
have
really
any
easy
affiliation.
Question
I don't
for
have
somebody
any
who's broadcasting in Dallas, freaking Texas. You just say Dallas.
Well, you know, it's funny. We had Ali Sadiq on last night, and he's a Houston area guy, and so we asked him about the Houston, you know, Dallas rivalry and what have you. Look, I am partial. Now, my team got knocked out. I'm a Louisville guy. My Fighting Farmers got knocked out by Allen in week one as Degenerate Jake starts, you know, fist pumping over here. But look, I'm on the North Shore DeSoto Waxahachie train. Who I'm pulling for. So, and look, South Lake Carroll, I mean, look, they've been kicking ass, taking names as well. Whether or not they can, I mean, I think they're going to win the whole thing when it's all said and done because, I mean, they are just beating people. BTA, as the children are saying these days. So,
Prosper is really good, though. Their only loss is to Allen, right? I believe. Maybe?
Look,
I don't know why
good.
I asked
Dude,
you that
look,
question.
Prosper's
you don't know.
Good. Man, look, you guys know damn good and well. You're talking about covering, we cover the entire state of Texas, guys.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
The entire state. But no, I'll tell you what, South Lake Carroll, I think I'd be stunned if they don't win the whole thing. And don't forget about our boys over in Carthage as he goes for, as Coach Surratt goes for state championship number 12 this year.
Oh.
Man.
Yeah.
That's what do you think about
BTA means belt to
ass.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
Boots to asses.
Well,
right?
Belt. It's belt.
Oh,
belt.
Okay.
Like a championship belt?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
A leather belt that your dad or mom would beat you with.
Oh, wow.
If that was something your parents
Alex,
did.
We grew up in a different era.
Trust me. Very Southern parents.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, are you familiar with, do you know Amo for Wiley?
Negative.
All right.
Good story.
They made up a fake story where it stands for, like, annihilate, mutilate, humiliate, and obliterate. What it really means is, I'm a whoop your ass.
Amo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amo.
So, Amo.
There
Amo.
You go.
Yeah, let them know out there.
How do you feel about the Cowboys-Chiefs game tomorrow, or do you want me to give you some more time to go look up some stuff?
No. Look, we
I'm just kidding, Fred.
I'm well versed on this Chiefs Cowboys game tomorrow. I don't know how I feel. You guys will just have to tune in tomorrow. Blake and I will be on from 9 to 12:30. If you guys want to find out who and where I'll be cheering for. So, just a shameless plug. Shameless plug. Meanwhile, buys a lot of things on Pizza-thon. And
that is in like 16 hours. You can't tell me now? I know you're trying to tease. That's too far.
I don't want to spoil it. I get
absolutely.
It, man. Yeah, I press salute on this.
Tell you what, I'll tell you what. If somebody wants to donate like $5,000 to Pizza-thon, I'll give you my prediction.
I like this idea.
How about that?
Kevin,
that's
speaking to you, dude.
Money.
I'm just trying to help you
somebody
guys.
Somebody donates $5,000, okay. I might talk to you on the radio again.
Tell you what. Somebody wants my prediction, $5,000 right now to Pizza-thon. I'll give you the whole breakdown.
All right. You know what? That would actually be freaking phenomenal. Any insight you can give me into the game tomorrow without tipping your hand?
Man, that's a great question. I mean, you know, you'll get more of it tonight from 8 to 11. But you know, if I could give just a little bit,
you know what? This is very reminiscent of my appearance on Sunday with Fred.
Whenever I pitched
the bearded monkey three different times in like 5 minutes, and he was like, "Look at this guy!
Turnabout's fair play. Turnabout's fair play." Which, by the way, you'll be at the bearded monkey tomorrow, won't you?
No, not tomorrow. Okay. I appreciate that. It's next week. Next week it'll be a Thursday night. We'll be in Choctaw earlier that day, and then we got to go to LaVon's Bearded Monkey, and then Kevin, we're in Arlington, I believe. That is at a Uncle Julio.
Yeah.
So we got a busy week next week. Very
aren't
busy.
You guys
my wife's out of
for
town.
A Mavs watch party.
Is that right?
It's Zach and Eric.
That is Zach and Eric. Yeah. Yes. Look at this. Yeah. We're just pushing everything out there, man.
Do you want to just read the whole promo sheet like Blake did the other night?
I was gonna say,
yeah.
Do you guys know who CA's player profile is tomorrow?
No, it said another exciting player.
I was actually just hoping you guys might know because I don't know either. So TBD.
All right, I want to try one more tactic.
Sir. One more time. What you got?
Usually, you should only ask questions that you kind of know the answer to.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna break that rule here. What do you want to talk about? And you feel like you can tell me about?
I'll tell you what. KU basketball.
It could be anything.
KU basketball tips off in 45 minutes.
Yeah, hey, what did you think last week when they got their ass kicked by Duke?
Oh, because we're missing Darren Peterson and you guys and the totally one-sided foul calling that went down after we were up 26-20. But,
Continue.
Go ahead.
What I would have accepted was you're missing your best player and it was close till 3 minutes left, but you went the whining route.
Yeah.
Come on, Fred.
I mean, look, anybody could see. I mean, that foul calling was absurd.
Just because Carlos
Boozer Jr., whatever the hell his name is, couldn't stop Bryson Tiller and Badunga. That's all right. You know what? It's okay. Yeah, his name's Bryson Tiller. He's one of the best freshmen in the country. Standby.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, so is Cameron Boozer, but you didn't know his
name. Ain't nobody worried about Cameron
Boozer. I'm just amazed that you knew his name and not Boozer's.
Good point.
I mean, kind of feels like your defense should be.
Hey.
Well, yeah, when you're, you know, when we can't guard because
we're getting ticky-tack fouls called
on us. You know how it is.
I know.
You know, yeah, ACC whistle. ACC whistle.
Yeah.
It's all right. A lot of basketball left. Hey, Darren Peterson's going to look great in a Mavs uniform. All right. Darren Peterson's going to look real
good. He's going to be the second pick?
No, he's going to be the number one overall pick.
Oh, we'll see about that.
Yeah, we will see.
You don't think AJ DeBonce is going to be up there?
Who? Oh, the kid from BYU?
You don't know
who?
Yes!
I'm saying. No, I caught the last part of it. No.
Talking to you is like playing a game of Clue.
Darren,
nobody, they
right
lost
now.
The envelope.
Look, Darren Peterson, book it right now. Cooper Flagg, Darren Peterson. At least 4 titles for your Dallas Mavericks over the next 10 years. Book it.
Let's go.
I just want to recap.
Yes, recap.
You can't tell me what your prediction is for the Cowboys game tomorrow, but 4 titles for the Mavs with Flagg and Peterson.
That's right. That's exactly right. And I just came up with that. So.
You know what? I know that you did. So one more thing.
One more. What
this
you got?
Question came in from the 940.
Yeah.
What do you think about the Quick Trip jingle?
I'll tell you what. The only thing is, because I listen to a lot of the Fan on the Odyssey app, I'm kind of numb to it at this point. I'll be honest with you. If I have to hear that, why does it say Nicole or whatever the hell that line is? I mean, it's just.
Can you sing it for us?
I'm more of a Cars for Kids type of jingle guy.
All right.
Save the car, not the kid. Or wait, is it the other way around? Save the kid, not the car?
I don't know if you've ever listened to this station. Fred, if you had to grade...
Somebody said this is the best crosstalk ever.
Nobody tell those like if Fred Davis. Let's get that straight.
Grade how this segment went.
A plus.
What grade do you
A
think
plus.
You give it?
A plus. Huh.
I loved it. It was glorious. I think, you know what, Kevin? Huh. I think that segment fit Peace Thon just as well as any segment ever.
Absolutely.
All right.
Hey, I'll tell you what, if you guys get that five... Hey, remember, you guys are on to what, 7, right?
Yeah.
Hey.
Five grand,
and I'll give you guys my Chiefs Cowboys prediction, okay? 5 G's. Tell you what.
Okay.
And just for today, but wait, there's more. Uh-huh. Just for today, all right, if they get it in before the next hour, we'll cut it to $2,500, okay? $2,500
like
between now and 6 o'clock.
What are you, the ShamWow guy? What's happening right now?
Sounds like the Sunday morning commercials, the betting guys.
That's right. You like that?
He's running for Congress.
He's running for Congress.
I know.
So look, if the ShamWow guy can run for Congress here in Texas, by God, I can get his $2,500 for my Cowboys-Chiefs prediction. So let's do it.
From the 682, Fred is who I imagine when I hear the name Bob Dabalina. I love it.
Well, Fred,
I boys,
love it.
Of all the segments in the history of radio, this was one of them.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on with us. We'll talk to you later.
In all seriousness, though, I love what you guys are doing. I'm glad to be a part of this year because you guys left me out of it last year. So, anyway, glad to be a part of it this year.
Yeah, you're really proving that was a mistake, aren't you, Fred?
Hey, I'll tell you what. Wait till the money starts piling in, okay? Wait till the, and by the way, all unmarked bills as well. You guys have a great rest of your show.
By the way, the auction sites will be open until midnight tonight. So
midnight, not 11?
11:59. Adrian is 11:59, midnight, 11 p.m. So, look, she's good at stuff. That's why I keep her around. By the way, Kevin, somebody has confirmed Reveille is not allowed at the game on the field.
Because she's going to go on a rampage?
She's not allowed to attend the football game. Is this because Bevo wasn't allowed somewhere recently?
I mean,
or
Bevo
something?
Exists because of our school.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. We're the KNC Masterpiece, I guess, right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I have been waiting all day for this. We have printed official brackets. Here is what I want.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Everyone to do right now. There are two spots open. There's a five-food play-in. Here are your options. Jeez. Corn, collard greens, sweet potato pie, cornbread, and deviled eggs. Only two of those can make the bracket. Corn, collard greens, sweet potato pie, cornbread, and deviled eggs. Get those votes in Twitch, YouTube, and the Frankel & Frankel text line, 877-881-1053. Coming up next, the great 2025 Thanksgiving food bracket right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan. We're getting the final tallies for the two food play-in winners. We've got the Peace-a-thon Thanksgiving food bracket's going to be taking over for the next 25 minutes or so, but also taking over, I want to make sure I get the title right, it is the Executive Director of Sandlot Children's Charity. Is that an acceptable title?
Yes, I will accept that.
Okay, is that the wrong title?
No, that's correct.
Oh, okay, good, because I thought you were saying no, that's wrong. It is, in fact, Adrian Majors. How are we looking and how are we doing so far?
You guys are incredible. Thank you so much for having us and helping spread the love even more this year. It's going really well. You guys are on till 7, but the auction's up until 11 p.m.
So, love it. Yeah. Love it. And I swear I'm not being sarcastic about this. We just added 5 one-night stays at Embassy Suites. Mm-hmm. I don't want you guys to make fun of me, but you might. I think that Embassy Suites is pretty much the fanciest place in the world because they have that glass elevator on the inside and you can see the rest of the hotel. Mm-hmm. My wife is like, "Do you really?" And I'm like, "Yeah. It's awesome."
You've never been in a glass elevator before?
I think it's super cool. Everywhere I go that has one is fancy. And the place I think of it is Embassy Suites.
I get it. The one out by Rough Riders. That's the one that the first one I was ever in that I was like, this place is amazing. It's
yes.
really cool.
And we have a really cute picture of the kids all standing against the glass in that elevator.
That's nice.
During a staycation.
So, Adrian, a little earlier today, somebody texted in and said, "Love what you guys do. Can you talk a little more about the two places you're working with?"
Sure.
And you happen to have, this is kind of fascinating, the luxury of having worked at both. And so so can you give us a little more information on both MP and Sandlot?
Of course, yeah. So My Possibilities has
been
around.
And you can loosen up a little bit. You don't have to be so stiff.
I'm very
Yeah.
You oh, my
very,
goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to relax.
Relax just a little
Do
bit.
Do you have a glass of wine for me?
Oh, my gosh. Nope.
Oh, darn. Well, so My Possibilities was started by some moms in the area who had kids that were getting ready to graduate out of the special education program and were looking for what their next step was going to be and found that there really wasn't anything of substantial quality in the area. So thus became My Possibilities. So it exists to support adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities through continued education, vocational training, job placement, those sorts of things. And they've got a beautiful campus in Plano that was built ground up just for them. Nice front and center, just a really great space for them to build community and find their place in that community. So really amazing program, been around 17 years, yeah. I'm looking over at my sidekick over here for the nod. Yes, 17 years.
Do we get to know that her name is Hope or no?
Her name is Hope Wackett. She lives at... No, I'm just kidding. So she's Hope. She's the marketing and communications manager over at My Possibilities right now. So if you're bidding on stuff, you'll get to meet her whenever you come pick your stuff up. So that's My Possibilities. So adults 18 and up, they have started some vocational training programs for kids that are in that 14 to 22 year old range, which is really cool. So kind of tapping into that a little bit. And then the Sandlot Children's Charity was founded by Texas Rangers' very own Jared Sandler back in 2017. So going on 8 years, and really supported organizations that provide inclusive or adaptive sports programs for kids with disabilities. So that's either physical or intellectual. And historically, that's been through a grant process. So those organizations would apply and Sandlot would have our signature marquee event, Swinging for a Cause,
yep,
to raise funds to then grant out to those different organizations. And My Possibilities happens to be one of the organizations that the Sandlot has supported over time. So after I spent 8 years at MP, I'm now at the Sandlot, and it's just bringing all the worlds together.
And I think it's really cool that all those worlds have come together, and especially for this particular event, because we do lots of stuff with Sandlot as well. In fact, the table to sit with us at the Sandlot Swinging for a Cause went for $5,000.
It sure did.
Which was
the most in the history of the auction.
The most in the history. That's right. All the clapping.
More than Sean and RJ and G-Bag Nation combined.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
On your face.
In?
That's a long story.
Moving on.
Not listen. I'm just kidding.
Adrian, thank you. Did you have anything else you wanted to say about the organizations? Because there's somebody has a question.
Oh, somebody has a question?
Yeah.
Go for it.
And for all the people saying that, yes, she is. From the 214, we all want to know how her eye is doing after Corey accidentally hit it.
Can you believe we're still together after that? He tried to.
Yeah, just because I know the backstory, but otherwise I would be like, no.
His excuse of who lays with their eyes open is like the most poorly thought of.
It was dark. There's no reason to have your eyeballs open. Your eyelids would have protected you in the situation.
I don't know. The force in which your thumbnail entered my eye probably was going to damage things no matter what.
Cool.
What? It's what happened.
Corey, do you want to apologize?
I did.
He did.
Profusely.
He felt
multiple times.
Guilty and ended up buying roses after he was guilted.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody did guilt me into getting her flowers. But I got him anyway, you know, so that's
he
a good
did.
Thing.
He got points for that.
I so just fine. Was going to move my pillow. And then
I just don't understand
her
why
face
so
happened to be in the wrong spot.
Noted.
Feels like the apology was really heartfelt.
You know what?
Clearly, there's still some lingering issues.
Time to go get some more roses.
Well, Adrian, thank you very much for everything that you do. She is the person that puts all this stuff up on the website. She for our auction, and you've been doing that for what, the last 5-6 years now?
Yes.
Nine years.
Wow, good gosh.
I know. Y'all started before I did, so I like to make sure that that's clear, that you guys were working with MP before I got to hang out with them. And you guys do all the work. I mean, this is a labor of love for sure. The amount of time and effort that goes into collecting all of these things. I know Kevin does a whole lot. Jess is super helpful with just gathering all the items. And just to everyone that donates pieces to the piece-a-thon.
Yeah.
It's really incredible team effort. And I just happen to have the tech capability to be able to throw it up on the web. So.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Will you check your email in about 90 seconds?
Yes, I will continue to add things.
And everything. And I need you to do more work. Kevin did have a sign. I had a sign up on his desk at the newspaper, and I said, Kevin is a
slave driver.
Yeah, and he said, and he wrote on the sign, get back to work sign. And so, yeah, that's essentially how Kevin is.
Well,
it's like, you've done a lot of good things. Now work.
Well, and I've really enjoyed working with Kevin on the auction. He and I are very similar minded, as you guys have probably already attested to on the show many a times, but we both are very nitpicky about things. So I was telling Corey how much I appreciate his editor style review process of the information once it goes on the web and all the efforts. And then the MP team was crushing it with taking photos and retaking photos and giving me all the stuff that I needed. So huge team effort.
Awesome. Thank you very much for jumping on with us. Alec, do you have the top two vote getters from our group of food?
I do. The overwhelming favorite was deviled eggs.
I thought I saw that.
Deviled eggs was the overwhelming favorite. And then it was really close between collard greens and cornbread.
Okay.
Cornbread will be the final seed.
Ooh. All right.
You don't eat that cornbread.
So I have printed out brackets for all of you to discuss, and I want the fans and the Tolos to be prepared because you may be called into action as the tiebreaker. 877-881-1053. In case you want to know about the process, I got votes from 22 different people, mostly folks across the station, but I reached out to a couple of others as well. If you want to know the history of this event, because I'm a nerd and I did that as well. The inaugural champion in 2020, rolls. 2021, ham. 2022 and 23, stuffing.
You've been keeping track
of
this?
Yes, of course I have.
Oh my gosh.
And then last year, for the first time ever, it took the fifth year for turkey to win the Thanksgiving food bracket.
Where are the crab rangoons?
It did not get any votes, including from you. who did not vote for it.
That's because I don't like them.
Okay. So, and here's what I want to point out. For the purposes of making this easier, we have combined stuffing and dressing. I know there can be some differences, but we could not get agreement on how that should be split up. Here we go. Number one seed, turkey versus cornbread. Mm-hmm. Alec, we're going to start with you. Turkey or cornbread?
That's tough. That's two. That's my favorite entree against my favorite side, so I kind of hate this. Mm. My heart's already going to be broken, but I do think if you know what you're doing when you prepare the turkey, it is better than ham. So ooh. I'm going with the turkey.
Kevin, I've learned two things.
Yep, you.
I've learned two things here. One, you do have to have good seasoning on the turkey. All right. Brine that sucker. Mm-hmm. All right. And
don't
smoke
dry it out.
Use Meat Church's approach. Mm-hmm. Two, screw doing the whole turkey. Just do the turkey breast.
That's right.
That's okay. The best way to do it now because love that breast. Way you can, yeah, it, breasts are fantastic. And so you do it that way, and you're going to have a much more supple and juicy meat to, available on the table.
Derek?
Yeah, you know, I do. I got to love breast, you know.
Thank you.
Nothing like good. Turkey breast.
It was the 5 o'clock hour last year.
We did.
This is the first matchup. We have to do 15 of these.
All right, let's go.
All right, here we go. Cornbread. See you later.
Oh,
I'm going with the turkey.
All right, so turkey. They, I would have voted for cornbread, but turkey sweeps through.
Twitch also says turkey.
Okay.
All right, turkey. It is.
Defending champion moves on to the quarterfinals. It's a. No, Jess did not do this bracket right. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
I asked her if she knew how to. I think she only got one out of place.
Okay.
No, she has a few. All right.
Throwing her under the bus. I love it.
Sorry.
Looks like you're going to be buying flowers.
Where is the flower shop on the way home?
Goodness gracious. All right. Well, we're just going to go with it as it is.
Okay.
The number three seed, mac and cheese against pecan pie.
Is it Mike's pecan pie?
No.
It's Mom's pecan pie. And I'm good on the pie. Let's go with the mac and cheese.
Cosine.
I'm going to go with pecan pie as long as Mike didn't make it.
Man, it looked like
that thing was burnt.
It looked like you could cover up a hole in the road with that thing.
You could fill a pothole with it.
Alex.
Yeah, what was that?
It was
a hockey puck stand cooking.
You go mac and cheese or pie? Pecan pie.
The pie is great, but mac and cheese is better.
Mac and cheese.
Kevin.
We've got a 50-50 here.
I just got a text from your wife.
Shoot.
Said he totally approved it. So.
Okay.
Yep, you want those right flowers? Should I just tell the flower people to come here now?
For the purposes of this, yes.
All right. Pecan pie or I'm going pecan pie.
It's too late.
Mac and cheese.
We already took care of that.
That's right.
All right. The number five seed rolls against the number 12 seed candied yams.
It's not Thanksgiving without rolls. It's just
fact,
not.
Previous champion. I also vote rolls.
Oh.
Keep rolling.
Rolling.
Hey, that's three, Alec. Were you going to go with candied yams?
Come on, you're not a candied yam person.
I'm going rolls. I feel the peer pressure.
All right.
I like candied yams. But
I hope Mike listens to this segment so he can see other people vote for rolls.
Also on Twitch.
Number seven seed, mashed potatoes against the number 10 seed, ham.
Easy.
I'm going to go with mashed potatoes because ham is not necessarily Thanksgiving for me. It's always been there. But turkey is the meat.
Ham is a previous champion in 2021.
That was a mistake.
Three full years before turkey.
Mickey Mouse ring.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to vote ham.
Oh.
Well, you better believe I'm also feeling that same thing. But those mashed potatoes can be tempting. But go ahead and give me the ham.
Oh, no.
Oh, that means it's a tie. Would you like to turn it over to Jacob in the studio or give it to the people? Well.
Oh.
Whatever.
I say give it to the people, Kevin.
Okay, 877.
The more the merrier.
881.
It's the season of giving.
105.3 The Fan. Ooh. Mashed potatoes or ham? Oh. Let us
it's
know.
Mashed potatoes.
It's mashed potatoes.
Yeah,
easy.
Well, it's not because it's
a
tie. So we'll see.
3-2 in here with the ham. No, 4-2 now.
Okay,
ham
well,
over the
we'll just hold off on the final vote
right now,
count.
It's 3-2 for the. Nope, 4-2.
Stop it.
For mashed potatoes on the fan test.
Stop it. Next one.
Ham is nasty from the 903.
The number 8 seed, sweet potato casserole versus the number 9 seed, cranberry sauce.
How are these higher than ham?
Because that's what y'all voted for.
Or
I don't think I remember.
Somebody
doing that.
Did the seeding.
If you want to see the vote count, it's right here.
Kevin, I think I'm going to go with sweet potato casserole because I told you the other day I don't really have much use for cranberry sauce. Okay. I understand some people say it cuts through, Sean, but I am I'm a sweet potato casserole person.
Derek,
I'm
Alec,
go with the SPC on this one.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of the song Zombie, so I'm going to go with cranberry sauce.
Okay, I think they're both trash, so I'm going to throw it over to Jacob. Do you want sweet potato casserole or cranberry sauce?
Oh, man. I'll go with the sweet potato casserole.
Baby.
Oh, man!
Don't go back to him.
Sweet potato casserole advances. Have we come to a consensus?
I'll tell you this. Jess, she put an E on it. Jess texted and said she thinks mashed potatoes, and she thinks she should get an extra vote after the
That's
way
right.
you treated her.
That's right.
Don't. Does that match up with what the people think? Any of y'all can give me an answer on that.
It looks pretty
50-50. Yeah, mashed potatoes
is
pretty 50-50, so yeah. I don't think Jess should be the decider.
Number six.
Yep, I'd give it to. I
stopped.
God. If you had what time is Kevin going to stab himself in the neck with a pen? I think you might be closing
then
in.
Every year you should pick this time because this is the
should.
Time when we do this,
you
and this is
really
when Kevin
should.
Goes insane.
The number six seed, pumpkin pie. Against the number 11 seed, gravy.
Dang. Is this giblet gravy or giblet gravy or just regular gravy?
When I talked
gravy?
To Parker yesterday, I said, hey, do you want me to get that gravy again that we mixed in your mouth on the floor and made him sick? That sounds weird if you don't know the story. I'm going to vote gravy. It can be whatever gravy you want.
I love pumpkin. I can't believe pumpkin pie and gravy are in the same bracket right now.
Me too.
So I can't believe, who did that?
This is the matchup. They're just in the wrong spot in the bracket.
I am going for pumpkin pie, although I think gravy is very important.
All right, it's 1-1. Alec.
You pumpkin pie haircutted freak you.
God. Don't send me any sunset pictures right now.
He
will snap. He will snap.
I dumped on the pie earlier. I can't do it this time. Gravy is great. Pumpkin pie.
You dumped on a pie?
Gross. Yeah. That's why Mike's pie looked like that.
Did you?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what it was. That was Mike's dumb pie.
That's what I bleed out. I'm sorry, Alec. What was your vote?
It was pumpkin pie.
All right. Derek?
I'm good. Give me the gravy, baby.
All right.
Let's
it
go.
Is. It is 2-2.
Again.
For the purposes of me not going insane, Jacob, pick a winner.
Pick right.
Yep.
That's right.
That is gravy.
Man.
Blocking your number.
Jeez. Let's gonna go to the next one where we got some upstarts here. The number 13 seed potatoes au gratin versus Green Bay casserole.
Green Bay?
Green bean casserole.
Whoa, Green Bay's playing?
Which
the Green Bay, is
the
that
Green Bay casserole?
Is that coupled with the Spanish artichoke dip?
That's one of the potential.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. And prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Three games tomorrow.
Does it come on a training table?
The green bean casserole, right, which got the third most first place votes, but is the number four seed.
I'll go with
potatoes.
We already have potatoes. Like we already have mashed ones, potatoes.
Right?
Yeah,
it's I'll go
green bay casserole.
For the night for the 682, LMAO, Kevin is drunk. all right, Derek, Alec.
Potatoes are gross is not going to be my pick. I'm going with the Green Bay casseroles as they scramble to the next line.
All right, Alec, we don't need your
welcome
vote
to the GBC.
All right.
Appreciate that.
And so finally, one of the play-in winners, Deviled Eggs, is a 15 seed. Against the number two seed, stuffing slash dressing, which won in both 2022 and 2023.
This is a 15 seed taking down the number two for me. Deviled eggs every year. First thing I do, grab a couple deviled eggs. Grandma, she knew. She knew it was going to happen.
I'm not going to lie. I'm with you. The deviled eggs, except I'm not taking them.
Oh, my God. You just said you were with me.
I'm with you. As I was saying,
okay,
some things. Deviled eggs are great. They definitely make my fart stink really okay bad. So we got to have those true out there to do it. But there's nothing
evacuate
like
the room. You
there's,
know?
There's just nothing like stuffing, you know? Mm-hmm. Just getting that stuffing.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever, actually stuff stuffing into a turkey?
Oh, man. Jam it in there.
I just want to point something out. And I needed to double check this. Corey said that's his go-to.
Stuff
here's
it
Corey's vote for Thanksgiving food.
Oh, no.
Pumpkin pie, turkey, and gravy.
Yeah, and not a
deviled eggs.
Yeah.
Not
you love them so
I love
much
them. They're the first thing
I said
do
you could have 3 to 5 options, and he took three.
I totally forgot about them. Yeah.
All right.
But I always forget about them until I get there.
I'm in for the stuffing.
Stuffing.
I'm stuffing.
Alec, what say you?
You're stuffing.
This is tough.
Don't let him push you around.
This is tough.
You're your own man, Alec.
Yeah.
Huh.
We'll see.
Stuffing.
I'm going with, in my household, it's called dressing. I'm going with dressing.
All right. Stuffing slash dressing.
Dressing. We're getting some dressing.
This is y'all's fault. Leads 2-1. I'm going to go to Jacob because both of these foods
he ruins everything.
What say you, stuffing slash dressing or deviled eggs?
Are you the stuffing type?
I've never heard of dressing, but I'm going to go with stuffing here.
Perfect.
Finally, stuffing. You got something right.
Advances in Corey's face.
Just do the undressing. And
let's
stuff
move to the quarterfinals. I believe the only previous champion that is now out is Ham. Turkey.
Wait. So mashed potatoes did advance?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
From the 682, Pride of Mansfield, bleep you, bro. Deviled eggs are better.
I love both of them.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Like I love both of them.
Turkey against macaroni and cheese. The quarterfinal matchup between the one and the three seed for some reason.
There's just so many so many starches on this page.
Yes.
I think I'm just going to continue rolling turkey on this one.
This hurts my heart. I hate this matchup.
Need some protein, boys.
Alec can't make mac and cheese.
I was told I'm not allowed to, okay?
Why?
Don't worry about that.
hey, I know.
Anybody in attendance, I'll show you the text. But I'm going to go with turkey.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah, I'm going with the bird.
Oh!
The bird is the word.
The bird is the word. Now, this is a combination that can go well, but only one can advance to play turkey in the semis. It's rolls against mashed potatoes.
Mm.
A lot of carbs.
That is a lot of carbs. That's why we can
it's
only
the
choose one.
It's the fast day of the year.
Valid.
Dude, rolls is about to advance. Hell I think rolls is going to get this.
I also vote rolls.
Rolls can get it.
Huh. Rolling. God, Mike is going to be so mad. Yeah. All right, let's go to the other side of the bracket. sweet potato casserole versus gravy. And for this one, I'm going to start with you, Jacob. Sweet potato casserole against gravy.
Keep it rolling with the gravy, man.
What say you guys? One vote for gravy.
I'll go with gravy then.
Two votes for gravy, Derek. Alec?
Yeah. So long, SPC. It's off to get that gravy train.
Gravy. By the way, from the 214, I just found out one of my regular customers is a fellow Tolo.
Look at that.
That is outstanding.
Did y'all kiss?
What?
Sometimes you can celebrate with a kiss.
Tolo go.
I was just asking.
Man,
if that was the way that they did it.
I
didn't know how they decided to celebrate their newfound friendship.
I hate how quick you were with that because I was thinking the same thing.
See?
What?
Thank you, Alec. Same cycle.
Cool. Spread the love.
Our last quarterfinal matchup, I guess. Green bean casserole against stuffing and dressing. Jacob, you did a good job last time. I'm going to go to you again to start this off.
Green Bay casserole is my one seed, so we're going to keep them rolling.
That's right.
Hey, be on the lookout for your phone. I'm going to send you a text in just a second.
It's going to be a middle finger for sure.
Alec, Derek, where are we going with this? Green bean casserole or stuffing and dressing?
This is tough. I'm going to go with the dressing.
Okay. What say you, Derek?
I'm all about stuffing.
All right, Corey, what do you say?
Stuff it.
I've always been a huge fan of stuffing. It was my two seed all along.
All right, so we've got a battle of the heavyweights in the semifinals here.
Nice. I don't think you're lying about that. This is amazing.
Rolls.
What a bracket, yes. Jess put together.
The only thing that would change this is if you guys would have voted potentially for ham. But there's only been four champions in the history of this bracket. Three of them are in the semifinals. Let's start with semifinal number one. The number one seed, Turkey, against the number five seed, Rolls.
Rolls.
Ooh. Alec, Derek.
Repeat champion.
Give me the bird.
Okay. Alec. Man, somebody's really upset about Rolls advancing. And it's not Mike.
You know what? Keep them flying. Bird. Give me the bird.
Be careful how you say that, though, here.
The turkey. I am going to vote for Rolls.
Rolls, baby!
That means what? It's a tie.
I know. I accidentally wrote it.
He already wrote it in. All right. All right. So we go to the Twitch, the YouTube, and the fan text.
Vote Turkey.
Is it the Rolls, the inaugural champion, or Turkey, the defending champion? To the other semifinal, no gravy versus stuffing / dressing.
Mm. I love a good gravy, but I also like a good stuffing.
Mm-hmm. Intense analysis,
man. Yeah. You should.
Or dressing. Nothing like undressing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
Undress your stuffing.
I mean, I can hit you with this pen from here.
I don't know if you could.
Can. I can for sure.
I am going stuffing all day.
Wow.
That's a shocker right there.
Corey?
That is a shocker. What did he go with?
He just freaking said it.
Is he stuffing? Are you kidding me?
God bless America.
Hey, do you want one of these? You might want one.
I need. I'm going to go gravy.
Okay. Alec?
That's a good pick.
Somebody said, I wait in anticipation for the show to go off the rails. And it's finally happened, Joel.
Alec?
Oh, man. What did you say, Corey?
It's one to one. There's only been two votes. How could you lose track?
Well, he said, why are you looking at me? Gravy or
I'm sorry. Alec, it's two votes. It's one to one.
Rolls is winning, by
the way. You just got me scolded, and I'm not even the one that did it.
I was too focused on the 817 saying they want Parker's mouth gravy.
probably Parker.
Give me.
Dude, you can't do that. It makes noises.
It does.
I needed you to know
this
how
this is a professional show.
Yeah.
Give me the dressing.
Wow.
All right, I'm going to go to you back in the studio.
Why don't you vote?
Because those are both stupid.
You know it's one to one.
No, yeah, gravy is a side, not a food, and stuffing and dressing is gross. It's 2-1, stuffing, dressing. What do you vote?
Here we go. Gravy train. Come on.
There we go.
God, you suck.
2-2, baby.
Oh, Both of our
really hate him, too.
Both of our semifinals.
Right now, yes.
We are already going to the people. Do you think we should go to Raw?
Rolls won, by the way.
Did it?
Yeah.
No, it did not.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know.
I thought Turkey won.
I'm not going to lie.
Turkey
Twitch
won.
Okay.
Twitch, it's...
I think y'all are lying.
The Rolls ran away with it on Twitch.
I think it's half and half.
Okay.
Rolls wins on Twitch.
Flip a coin.
They're...
Well, we have other people here.
Fight to the
or
death.
Or we could go. Jeez. Wait, how much,
let's go.
Do you want to go to Ross?
Let's go. Get the fans. They came here.
Okay.
To
you get the fans. Who wants? Just make noise. Who thinks Turkey should win?
Yeah! Yes!
Who thinks Rolls should win?
Woo-hoo-hoo!
That was weak. And Corey cheated.
I think Corey did cheat. I'm going to go with Turkey.
Wow. Yeah!
I already wrote it in.
Snuck it in there. I already rolled it in.
All right. Are people voting gravy, stuffing, or dressing, or do you want to go to the people here again?
Gravy, 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 stuffing, 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 gravy, dressing, and stuffing are the same damn thing.
I still got skills.
Yes, that's why they're on the same line. Yes, stuffing and dressing. That's why they're together. It's not stuffing against dressing. All right, should we go to the people?
Got to undress the stuff.
Oh, my God. All right.
Turducken.
That
is getting votes.
I want them to go turduck themselves. All right. If you vote for gravy and aren't on the show, let me hear you.
How about just raise the hand?
That was weak.
If you vote for stuffing and dressing, let me hear you.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
There we go.
That's what I thought.
That is pretty definitive. You know, we spent a lot of time, did a lot of things, but when it comes down to it, it's down to the number one seed turkey against the number two seed stuffing and dressing. Huh. These two foods have won the last three brackets. Corey Majors.
That's like Shohei and Aaron Judge.
Yeah, exactly.
It's exhausting.
Exactly. But unlike MLB, where they're lazy and give two trophies to everybody.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. We only give out
one MVP, most valuable player.
Winner.
Right?
I'm voting turkey.
It's mostest.
You vote turkey.
Yep.
Derek? I want to see somebody else win. So go get it, stuffing.
Okay. Stuffing.
1-1.
Alec.
Did you say stuffing?
I'm waiting. Shoot. I'll be the decider.
Dang it.
Be ready to vote. that's what I'm hearing right now.
He's here. Your son
I let
is
Brandon
here.
Vote?
Yeah.
Let's see. You know what? After a long thought process and speaking with my coaches, I've come to a decision.
Uh-oh.
I will be sending my talents to Turkey.
Oh, my
Not
gosh.
Because I need a hair transplant. But
so we have 2-1 in favor of Turkey right now?
Yes. Yep.
You know what that means. Stuff it.
Kevin.
It's been fun.
Turkey's going to take it home this year.
Oh, there you go. The winner of the Food Bracket 2025. Turkey. That's back-to-back wins for them. There's never been a three-peat in the history of the bracket.
No three-way, huh?
No.
Triple is that not?
I mean, that is also true,
mm-hmm.
but no
correct.
To that.
Yeah, you kind of were suggesting.
See, you know, we were talking about it's the same thing with mm-hmm. Mickey, like the sports words getting co-opted. These Thanksgiving words have been co-opted. You hear Derek over there being like, let me see those turkey breasts.
Yeah, let me dress your stuff.
Let me get them breasts.
Yeah,
I got to stuff
show
to
me
dress
them breasts.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I do not know if that can fly
breasts.
Without
turkey he smokes foods on
connotation.
His
congratulations to Turkey.
Yeah. We're going to kill you and eat you
Do
tomorrow?
We get a speech? Dude, do we? Yeah. When did those turkeys get pardoned?
Where's the turkey speech?
Oh, yeah. Did that ever happen?
They already get pardoned?
There you go. In case you wondered when I was.
That was weird
it.
To watch.
Yeah,
thanks.
I didn't like that.
Oh, Adrian texted and said your children are listening.
Oh,
whoops.
Oh yeah, I forgot to email her my website.
Daddy will be home soon. Guys.
Oh my dear God! All right.
Nope.
Guess you're coming up next. Hopefully we just go to network. But assuming we don't,
is that it for you? You're done?
Hour 13. No, it's surely people listening are like, we can't let this continue. Coming up next, we move into hour number 13, and we will do part 3 of NFL overreaction or reality. We will do that next right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.